Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. And man, I'm telling you, it's been a weird week. Cause like I think it was Friday, I was on my way to work, and I'm like, I want to get some fresh air. It's kind of cool, but I want to get some fresh air. And I put down my window, and I heard something wrong. Put my window back up. When I went back down, it wouldn't go back up. And I'm like, oh no. So I get to work, and I've told this story not in the conversation, but my brother from another mother at work, Zachary, is like, what's going on, brother? I'm like, my window won't go up. I tried taking three spots and duct taping to pull it up, and let's get some needle nose pliers. We got it a little bit of the way, and then we tried to pull it into a million pieces, and I don't know if it was, if we should have just left the window down and just put some Visqueen over it and let it go, but I think the motor thing was busted anyways, whatever, but, you know, we lost the windshield, we lost the rearview mirror, and of course, what am I doing all day? I'm singing, I am praising all day long. I am literally God of wonders beyond our majesty. Paul Burris version. I was just singing that song all day long. I was like, what's going on? When I told him what happened, like, well, you're happy. I'm like, well, why wouldn't I be? And my pastor's message goes along with what I'm going to talk about today. And my sword at work is going to go along with what I'm talking about. But there's so much I'm going to get into. You know, you have all these people that Trump's Hitler, but then they support Hamas. You know, the Israelites and the Jews are God's chosen people. We need to stand with them. Chinese police raid Christian worship service. 13 believers arrested. Far left tries to deny Israeli women were raped and assaulted during Hamas attacks. Massachusetts officials are investigating alleged allegations of voter fraud as video appears to show a woman removing ballots from mailbox arose in the city of Lawrence. There have been cases where, okay, they've found that there was actual voter fraud, and it's like some of them, it was in like a primary, and it's like, okay, they've already had the election in that thing, so if technically the guy that won the election, they believe, cheated to win the primary to get into the main election, what are they going to do about it? And they're trying to figure out what's going on. You know, there's so much anti-Semitism. There's so much people against the Jews. It's not even funny. You know, 5 years calling Trump Hitler. And guess what? Oh, the Israelites. No, and this and that. And he's a Nazi. And he's a Nazi. But then all these same people that call them a Nazi stand with Hamas. You know, the Jews and the Israelites are God's chosen people. Don't forget that. So before we go further, don't forget this.
What does it mean to live by the Spirit? And then secondly, what does it mean to keep in step with the Spirit? My name is Boyd Bailey, and for the past 18 years, I've served with a ministry called Wisdom Hunters. We're a daily devotional ministry that seeks to apply unchanging truth in our changing world. And the verse for the day is Galatians 5:25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So what does it mean to live by the Spirit? Well, when Paul says to live by the Spirit, he's actually developing Jesus' teaching that the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual life. Jesus taught your born again. You're made alive spiritually through the power of the Holy Spirit. So spiritually alive for the Spirit to assist you in your prayer life, especially when you're not sure what to pray. Spiritually alive for the Spirit to illuminate the meaning of Scripture so you can understand and apply the Lord's truth to renew your mind and to grow your heart of love. Beautifully in community with the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit indwells and fills you to be empowered to follow God's will for your life. So to live by the Spirit is to be made alive by the Spirit and empowered and led by the Spirit. Now, let's look at our second question. What does it mean to walk in step with the Spirit? Well, to walk in step with the Spirit is for our spirit to be aligned with the Holy Spirit, aligned to grow our love for others, aligned to be comforted in our pain, aligned to discern what is the wise thing to do. So life experience, it pulls, even jerks us out of alignment. So we need that daily realignment from the Spirit through solitude and silence and in reflecting on God's word. So in summary, to live by the Spirit is to be made alive by the Spirit and empowered and led by the Spirit. And to walk in step with the Spirit is for our spirit to be aligned with the Holy Spirit.
Galatians 5:25, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And it's amazing how God works. I mean, because Brother Kyle, the man with the mic, he tore your calf muscle. Oh, yeah, I did. But God's turned it into a testimony. How I was healed and how God, you know, and, you know, God of wonders beyond our majesty. I was just praising God all Friday. I shouldn't have been. Man, my window got busted. This happened, that happened. I'm trying to drive home with this queen that's not really seeable. And then, of course, when I get to Safelite comes Saturday, your tech is on the way. I'm like, okay, from 12 to 5. So the tech comes, and the way I understood it is it's cheaper if I buy the part and put it in the door myself, the motor, and then they can put it in the window. Well, I'm under the understanding that they can do it, it's just cheaper if I do it. He might have meant that if you do it yourself, it's cheaper to have someone do it, but you need to have someone do it, and then once they do it, he may not have been right, because I may have misheard him, and if I do, I'd apologize to Safelite, but I sounded like they can do it, because it has like, what does it have? Let me see. If you go on their website, this would don't make sense. On their website, it says that they offer, if you go to the menu thing and you go to services, it says they do power window repair. So I would assume that would mean the motor part. But they say that they only do the windows, like any of the motor stuff. You'd have to have someone else do it, and then they put the window in. I'm like, I want one person to do it all. And I got an appointment with someone tomorrow, which I'm going to just go to amuse them, because technically, to be honest with you, I went to a great place, Abbott's Precision in my hometown. They're amazing. The lady at the front desk goes, yeah, come on, let me go out to your car. She looked at my vehicle number. She took a picture of my VIN. She looked at what car it is from the VIN. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, the guy over at the other place was like, yeah, probably $500-$600, maybe $700, but I'm thinking more like $600. I'm like, there are 400 parts, labor, and everything. Touchdown score and payday. And she goes, you can get, they've had people get like used windows and stuff. And she goes, they'll have like a car that's in a wreck. Like, okay, like it might be a year old car and it gets totaled, but the windows are nothing damaged with them. Like if you hit a deer, you can do no damage to the windows at all and total the vehicle, and they'll total it, and you can get those windows out of there, and there's nothing wrong with them. They're used, but they're perfectly, like, they're, like, brand new, because it's, like, a two-year-old car that got hit by deer, and you can have them put in your car for next to nothing, but I got, like, aftermarkets for $200. But anywho, you know, you give it to God, and, like, I've had this, God's been on my heart recently to basically, if you ever seen the movie Facing the Giants, you put God first, and you watch him work. And when you do that, Coach is right. We're going to praise God when we win. We're going to praise God when we lose. Either way, he gets the glory. Most people praise God when everything's going great and wonderful. But when it's not going wonderful and things aren't just quite working out, you're cursing them under your breath. Well, wait a minute here. And then when it works out, praise God, I knew that, you know, God's in control. Now, 20 minutes ago, you didn't sound like God was in control. I had my window bust out, but guess what? I was praising God all day. Of course, my pastor had a buddy, you know, and some friends. He talks about things that have been important in his life, and, you know, we all meet people by purpose, not by accident. And the whole time we're doing this, he's like, we need to live a life of Thanksgiving and be thankful and all this stuff. And of course, I'm going to my sword, because, you know, this nation, why do you think you have, oh, you can steal up to $1,000 and not get in trouble? Sweet. Son, guess what? We're going to Party City. You're having an amazing birthday. Huh? Well, we can steal up to $1,000 and they can't do anything to us. So you get all the party supplies you want to up to $1,000. And guess what? We're high-tailing it out of there. They can't do anything to us. Cha-ching. You want to have these kind of decorations? Sweet. Score. You want to have this? You want to have that? Oh, look, this is like a cake top. We can, oh, yeah, score. You want to have a Sonic the Hedgehog birthday, whatever? There you go. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's under $1,000. You can't do anything. We're not breaking the law. What do you think we have? The problems we have in this country, because people don't fear God anymore. People don't put God first and watch him work. I hurt myself on the field. So if there was a God, this is proof there's not a God. Wow. I broke my windshield. Not my windshield, my driver's side window. I was praising God all day. I wasn't moping around. I wasn't... What does Natalie Grant say? Call his name. You'll find him in the hurricane. Step out on the edge. Don't be afraid of this. Step out on the edge. Call his name. He'll find you in the hurricane. Yeah, like, remember Radshack, Meshack, and Abednego? Remember how they didn't? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they weren't spared the fire. Yeah, but God protected them. Oh, well, there was David. Yeah, he didn't have to fight. No, he had to fight Goliath. God just gave him the tools. See, God will give you the tools. That's why I watched this video and I was on fire for it when this lady goes, oh, I wish you could pray that China has the freedom of religion like America. And he goes, I won't pray that. What do you mean? Most American households have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Bibles. They don't read them. They don't go to church. They don't go anywhere. In China, they have pieces of paper. Okay, Psalms 34, 1 through 3. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will consistently speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. And they memorize these pieces of paper, and they memorize the scripture, and then they get rid of it, and they dispose of it, and they go to a church with the possibility of this. Chinese police raid Christian worship service, arrest 13 believers. There are people that drive. Yeah, and drive. They walk 1 mile to get dirty water that they pour through a pantyhose to try to get rid of all the... They don't purify the water just to get rid of anything you might taste when you drink, any foreign matter. It's not safe to drink. It's not purified. It's just got any particles out of it. You have people that go to church with the potential of getting arrested. You have people that walk 2, 3, and 4 miles to go to a service to praise God. You have people that memorize the church songs. They memorize scriptures. They memorize verses so that they can recite them. And when they get together, oh, we're just hanging out. We're just hanging out. Jail. And here, well, folks, hello, my name is Pastor Bob, and I have called the air conditioning company. They're going to try to come out sometime tomorrow. They don't have any availability today. Since we do not have AC and it's really hot in here, we're going to cut the service short. We're only going to do one praise and worship song, and then I'm going to get right into the message. I got to shorten the message I'm going to do because, you know, it's really hot in here, and we don't want you guys to suffer. You know, I mean, it's just really, in other countries, they don't have heat. They don't have electricity. They don't have air conditioning. They have to walk 2 miles. They don't have instruments. They don't have speakers. They don't have razzmatazz. They don't have the stuff. And they go to church and they worship and they memorize the scriptures because they can get arrested or even killed for worshiping Jesus. No, I don't want you to have the freedoms we have when you have people with 15, 16 Bibles and you don't read them. They just sit on the shelf. Daddy? What's this? It's why our nation's in shambles. That's why, oh, I can steal up to $1,000 and they can't do anything to me. Touchdown scoring payday. Christmas time is here. I can go shopping for free. As long as I steal under $1,000, they can't do anything to me. Until I get to heaven and have to answer to God. You know, and I've had people say stuff about me, and they say about these Christians. I said, let he who is without sin throw the first stone. You know, this nation needs to get back to morals and principles and values. Back to, oh, you can't, how dare, yeah, the teacher would take a wooden paddle and, and put welts on your bottom, and then your parents would put welts on the bottom. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, don't worry. You can't, you know, it's like the dunce cap. How dare you? What do you mean? These kids don't know anything. You can't discipline them. There's no morals. There's no values. There's nothing. You have a nation where they're free to go to church, free to do what they want to. Folks. Yes, folks, it's really hot. I know there's no AC, but we're going to try to keep this up. Next time there's no AC at your church and they try to cut it short and people complain, I'll say, let me tell you something, folks. People in China are memorizing the scriptures and they're going to a service where they're reciting verses from memory with the possibility of going and getting arrested or even murdered and killed for believing. Folks, Radshak, Meshach, and Abednego didn't escape the fire. God put him in the fire, but he gave him the protection. David didn't escape Goliath. He had to fight him, but God gave him the tools. That's the problem in this nation. You have all these, well, Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler. That's a lie. I don't belong to a pro-Hamas Facebook page. No, that's not me. No, that Rashida Tlaib Facebook page thing that, yeah, I'm supporting. No, it's not me. I know it says Rashida Tlaib. I know it looks like me. I know it sounds like me. I know it's a anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, anti-Hamas. Trump's Hitler. No, you're just racist. That's all it is. No, that's not me. Yeah, you have all these Democrats. I mean, the lady that was on Blossom and on Big Bang Theory, Miley Blinker, she's like, don't know what to do now. She's at a loss because all the people she thought were her friends are like supporting Hamas. Hamas is like Hitler, but 10 times worse. I cannot believe how many people have like Commie Cesar Chavez shirts and hats and flags. Yeah, North Korea is going to come here. Yeah. Praise. I can't believe how many people support like these dictatorships and want to have in America dictatorships and don't worry, folks. Trump's Hitler. Folks, if you hear my cat in the background, yeah, it's that time of the cycle for the cat. But yeah, I mean, seriously, folks, I don't get it. You can't make this stuff up. Trump's Hitler, but I support Hamas. So you're calling Trump Hitler, but you're supporting a group that's way worse than Hitler was? Are you kidding me? Oh, and then you have people tearing down photos of people that have been kidnapped and missing. First of all, I'm surprised you can't get the police. I'd say these are my posters. I'm sure because I've had people that have had like a sign and this liberal took this person's sign and took it and tore it up and they were arrested. Yeah, that was not yours, and you stole it. You basically stole something from somebody. It's sad, but then you have the left. Oh, Hamas isn't too bad. They're trying to deny that Israeli women were raped and assaulted during Hamas attacks. Are you kidding me? It's just sickening. I don't know how anyone can stand with Hamas. It's even more funny that the people that call Trump Hitler stand with Hamas, support Hamas. These kids that are pro-Hamas are like, Trump's Hitler, man. He's a racist. Yeah, if you're calling Trump Hitler, then you need to be standing with Israel. Because you can't support the idea that Trump is Hitler, but then stand with people that are even worse than Hitler and want to wipe out the Jews entirely. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that Trump is Hitler, but then support Hamas. You can't do it. I mean, it's ridiculous. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. We need to get this nation back to God. Instead of these kids I'm going to be the next Mr. Feast. Yeah, I'm going to be like Mr. Beast. That's right. I'm going to be the next. And I'm going to say that I'm gay because that's going to get a lot of people, oh, cool. And then when people are... Then when no one cares about me because gay is not really cool, then I'm going to say I'm a giraffe. And then you came out, who cares? I got to keep coming up with whatever I have to because that's what I do. I don't understand. I don't get it. Sorry, folks. they're striving for attention. I don't understand why they don't support me. I just want a litter box in the classroom. I don't understand. I'm a cat. Well, I'm allergic to cats. So either the cat goes or I go. None of the two. I want to register as a service cat. I'm blind. Can I use her as a service cat and have her walk me around? Well, think about it. If you say that, yep, you're allergic to cats, you can't say, well, she's not really, no, what? You can't say that the kid's not really a cat, because then you're going to be, excuse me? I'm a cat. You get rid of the Bible, you get rid of Jesus, you take it out of the classroom, you can't pray, you can't do this, you can't give it to God, and then you have all these kids that don't know who they are. Well, what's really going on, it's not that you're having issues. No, it's not because your body's changing and you're trying to understand the body changing. It's you are confused. It's not that you've never had breasts before, or you're growing hair where you've never had hair. Things are happening to your body that's a natural part of growing up. No. No, you're just confused. And we can solve that problem because, you know, we can help you even be more confused, because how dare you? I mean, what makes you think what makes you think you're a human? I mean, why not a giraffe? Why not an inanimate object? Why not be a bubblegum machine? Why not? That's this world we live in, folks. It's okay, folks. How dare you not identify my... You gave birth to a bubblegum machine? You can't say, how dare you identify my daughter? No, wait a minute. You can't say she's your daughter, because then you're misidentifying her. You have to say, how dare you say bad things about my bubblegum machine? I mean, that's where this world's headed. Because people do not know God. You take discipline out of this world. You take morals and values out of this world. I can steal $1,000 and you can't do anything about it. It's sad. Take me to a place where I can steal $1,000 worth of stuff. I won't do it. Trust me, I've been at many places where the guy that's the last one in, first one gone, is the one that goes and does. And the people that work hard and do the right thing don't go anywhere. I mean, people are going to have to answer for things in life. It's scary how much this nation has changed. How many people in this country stand with 100% the killing and raping and murdering of babies, kids, and women, and killing of Jews? It's amazing. I think we need to politically call Hamas Nazis. I want to officially say that when I talk about Nazis, I'm talking about Hamas. Because maybe if we start calling the Hamas people New Age Nazis, maybe they won't, these kids don't get it. I don't know what's going on in this world that you have kids that don't make no sense, because Trump is Hitler. How dare you? He's a racist, bigot Hitler. That's what Trump is. Oh, but I support Hamas. Yes, I support Hamas. I stand with Palestine. Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Okay, you're calling a ex-president someone you don't like who made this world safer and America way better a Jew killer, a.k.a. a Nazi, but then you're standing with people who want to slaughter Jews. They don't want to just sit there and put them in a concentration camp where, okay, some of you get killed. Okay, we're going to put you in. You're all going in the rice and shower. Forget it. Bye. Not some of you are going to go to work. Some of you are going to get killed. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. We got this wonderful Build Back Better education system. Don't worry. We got Common Core math. It's nice to see people waking up, though. It's nice to see these females saying, I'm not going to fight. I don't care. I'm not gonna box a man. I'm a woman. I want to take on women. I do not want to box a biological male. Sorry, folks. It's nice to see tons of women standing up and saying enough's enough. I'm not going to box a male. And that's what we gotta start calling it what it is. There's no transgender anything. We are having men who want to compete against women. We're going to have people. I'm transgender. No, you're not. You're a man who wants to compete against women because you're not good enough to beat the men. Face it. It's okay, folks. We need to start giving this nation back to God. We need to start praising God when we win and when we lose. We need to come together as a Christian nation. But then we have so many of these churches that have their own little separate dialectical beliefs. Like, yeah, we're Jesus only. Yeah. Yeah, there's no Trinity. Let's take one verse out of context. I mean, voters expect abortion to be a prominent issue going into the 2024 election, and Democrats hold a double-digit advantage over Republicans. Because you know that it's a woman's body, and it's her choice. Well, see, I want that to be true. I actually told this girl, said, yeah, can we make the my body, my choice be true? It is true. I'm like, well, then why aren't you dying? Why is it, what? Okay, how about this? Why don't we do a reverse abortion where we keep the baby and kill you? Since, did you ask the baby? Does it want to die? Oh, yeah, your mom chose life. Nope. Reproductive rights is a human right. Yeah. There was no legal constitutional right for abortion. Don't worry. Ban abortions. We'll still have them. Oh, but we're going to take away your guns so that no one dies. Because if we take away your guns, you're not going to be able to have them. I'm going to take away your guns so that criminals who have guns through black markets can... Wait a minute. Yeah. That's what's wrong with this nation. We have a nation full of retards that think that you're going to ban abortion, but we're still going to have them, but they're going to take away law-abiding citizens' guns and criminals who get them through black markets are not going to kill people. Show me a perfectly sane, normal person that just goes in and starts shooting people up. these people making those signs. Like this one guy, I was watching this video, and it's like, oh, stop the oil, stop the oil, stop the oil. And he's like, stop the oil? Really? Your safety vest is made out of oil. Your shoes are made from oil, petroleum. Your clothes are made from oil. You're keeping cars idling. Well, actually, the top 1% of the wealthiest elites, including 100% of all these climate activists, are doing more damage to planet Earth than the other two-thirds combined. And I'm talking, what's funny is, the Earth is going to rise, the waters are rising, we're all going to drown. Well then, why don't you move away from your billion-dollar mansion by the ocean? Why don't you get rid of your private Lear jets and your 15 mansions? Oh, yeah, no. Oh, the Earth is being damaged. See, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to say that. I want to be able to, like I told this one person, how can I join the climate crisis movement? She goes, you support that? I said, no, I know it's BS. I just want to be able to fly around in a private Lear jet, have 15 mansions, do all this stuff, and say, I want to have oceanfront property. I want to be in California in Bel Air in a $100 million mansion, right on the ocean, and say that the waters are rising. We need to stop global warming. I want to go in my $100 million private Learjet, pimped out, posh to the max. I want to have my Rolls Royces and everything. I want to drive my gas guzzling cars. And say that the Earth is bad. How dare we? You shouldn't go flying in a commercial jetliner. You're destroying the planet Earth. Oh, but you're flying all around in a private Learjet, and that's okay? The problem. We've gotten God out of the equation. Isaiah 12:4-5. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name. Let the nations tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. It's amazing. The whole basis of this lesson that I'm getting and I'm talking about is very simple. You go to China. Oh, China. Here, you can go to church. You don't. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterwards, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. John 6:11. That's what Jesus, no, not today. No one helps anyone. Oh, you need some? Oh, I'll get you. I'll do this. Yeah, my niece kind of wanted to go some places. I'm like, well, right now, my car, I don't have a window, and someone can easily take my car if they wanted to. Psalms 34:1-3. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. When all this world is going falling apart. Oh, don't worry, folks. Man will save me. Don't worry. How dare you? Why do you think they want to have us? It's sad. this world we have because we've gotten away from the one thing. That's why we have the issues we have in this country. That's why we have. Let's go to Numbers 11:1. Soon the people began to complain about their hardship, and the Lord heard everything they said. Then the Lord's anger blazed against them, and he set a fire to rage among them, and he destroyed some of the people in the outskirts of the camps. Folks, God's wrath is coming. Look at revelations and things that actually pop cited in revelations that are actually happening. Not, it's debatable. Well, Revelation says this, and it is exactly what's happening here. It says this river, this thing, this exact. Oh, don't worry, folks. It's okay. Don't worry. They fear us. They want us fighting. They don't want us to come together. They want people. Let's get people. How dare you? You're a man. You don't have. Oh, so if I get you pregnant, I have no say over that kid, even though it's 50% mine. It takes two to make a kid. Two should have a say in it. How dare you? This is bullcrap. It's my buddy. It's my choice. Well then, can we make that come true? Can we do reverse abortions where we put the mom to sleep, we take the baby out of the womb, and then we kill her? I mean, that would make sense because then you're dying. How is killing a baby part of your actual physical body? If it's your body, your choice, then my mom could have an abortion with me and I'm 48 years old and it would be her body, her choice. No, this is my body. My wife has her own body. She has the right to do with what she wants to. If she wants to do some things, she can do what she wants to. You can do what you want to. You can leave your friends behind. But that's the problem in this world. They want us fighting. They don't want us coming together. We need to come together as a body of believers. We need to put bygones be bygones. We need to say, hey, you're not Christian. You have a pride flag above your church, really? In the Catholic Church, which I grew up in, supposedly now, if you are gay, you can get baptized in the Catholic Church under certain restrictions so you can be a godparent. Okay. It's one of those things. We've gotten away from what got us here in the first place. A message to the church in Philadelphia. This letter, write this letter to the angel to the church in Philadelphia. This message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close. What he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do. I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have a little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogues, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to some to come down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. That is in Revelations. That is starting at chapter, that is Revelation chapter 3, 7 through, I want to say, I got a small print. I'm thinking it's verse 9, 7 through 9 in Revelations. And this one little book is what's gone from this nation. That's why when that guy said, no, I don't pray that China has the same religious freedom we have here in the States. When you have 5 or 6 Bibles in most households and no one reads them and no one goes to church, folks, I'm Pastor Bob today, folks. I know we don't have AC, but we're gonna cut praise and worship short. The message is gonna be shortened because I know it's hot. In many countries, they don't have AC, they don't have heat, they have to walk a mile to get to church, and they can probably get thrown in prison for not following God and following God. That's the problem in this nation, folks. That's why we have $1,000 that they can steal in free things. But you can't do anything. It's under $1,000. Well, go ahead if it's under $1,000. I have morals and values. I'm not going to steal it. Sorry. That's what's wrong with this nation. I was talking, and we don't know why we do what we do or why we say what we say, but this morning I get a visit from my sword, and if you don't know what my sword is, a sword, in the Bible, iron sharpens iron, and my sword, we throw scriptures. So he sits there, look at 1 Samuel 3, 7, and 8. Read that. Okay, I want you to look up this, and we pass scriptures. And for some reason, when I've been doing these scripture verses back and forth, I've been felt led by the Holy Spirit to do verses that, you know, because so many people sit there and are like, okay, let me tell you something. We praise God when we win, and we praise God when we lose. Most people just praise God when things are going great, not when they're bad.
Your medical billing recruiting specialist has arrived.
But what's funny is, I've been, the Lord has put on my heart, because I truly believe that so many people praise God when they win, but when it's not going good, they curse him under their breath. Nah, 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 nah. But then when everything goes great, praise God. And the Lord's been on my heart with that, with a lot of things I've seen. And my sword basically was like, because I was talking to him, I said, well, my pastor's message this weekend was about living a thankful life. And he goes, I gotta be honest with you, brother. You know, I don't praise God enough when times are tough, and when times are great, I don't pray enough. And I said, and it's funny that you bring up this message, because I've been struggling with that. I'm like, that's one of the hardest things. So many people, when things are going rough, they're praying and praying and praying. Well, their prayer life should be pretty much the same, whether things are going great or when they're going bad. Their praise life should be praising God when everything's great and when everything's going bad. When my window went, man, I was singing, God of wonders beyond our majesty. I was singing it out loud. I didn't care when people coming up the line. I was praising it. I was singing that, like, I love that song. I said, you just let your love light shine. You just be that light of the Lord to the people, and you'll find people. You don't know. I don't know what people are going through in their lives. I don't know what. I didn't know that that guy was going through the stuff he's going through, the struggles he's having with. Okay, maybe I need to pray more when times are great, and maybe I need to praise God more when times are bad. I didn't know that my scripture verses were not coming from me. They were coming from God. That was exactly what he needed. And I said, brother, you know what? God, we don't meet by accident. There's a reason why you and I have come together and why we sharpen each other. Some of the verse scriptures you've given me and some of the verses that you've had me read, these four verses, they've always had something. They've always tugged on my heart, man. And, you know, and I thank you for that. He goes, you have no idea what you mean to me. And it's like, well, I give God the glory, man, because I'm not doing anything. I'm just like, okay. And one time I thought it was this scripture. I'm like, no, it couldn't be, because there's no, it's 1 Thessalonians. Because there was no, because I thought it was like Philippians, and I was like, there's not a first Philippians or second Philippians. So I'm like, it has to be this. And then I just blurted out the scripture. Bing, bing. It wasn't the scripture I was thinking of, but it was 190% exactly what I needed to say and what he needed to hear, not knowing it. I didn't know that he was having this struggle, and these scriptures just went right along with everything. And it's one of those things, folks. I got about 7 minutes left in the program. And that's what this nation needs. We need a nation of hearts and minds getting back to God and morals and values. Maybe if we had morals and values, like when I was in school, you wouldn't have kids killing people. You could have trucks with unlocked. Yeah, they were unlocked. And they were shotguns in the gun racks, and no one was being killed. It was scary that... No, it wasn't scary. We had unlocked trucks with shotguns in them, and nobody was being killed. We had morals. We had values. I might pick on Robin. Robin might pick on me. I might pick on Melissa, but at the end of the day, if someone was to collapse and fall and get hurt, we'd be right there trying to give each other CPR. That's how friends were. We might give each other crap, but at the end of the day,
no one else.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And everyone, when I was in school, everyone made fun of everybody. The jocks made fun of the skateboarders. The skateboarders made fun of the jocks. The nerds, people made fun of the nerds. But like, yeah, well, let me tell you, when he's a biochemist making $50 million a year, you're gonna be wishing you were as smart as he was. When he's working on the Hadron Collider, making all these billions of dollars, proving God exists. You know, I love when science proves God. It's just great. But this has been a biblical whole show. I mean, I've done a little bit of what's going on with the, and even the biblical, even the church, even the stuff that is about how it's all about the Jewish people. And it's sad that we live in a world that Trump's Hitler, but I stand with Hamas. Free Palestine, are you kidding me right now? You know, you just got to put God first and watch him work. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I just give him all the, it's just, you can't explain it. When you're filled with the Spirit, people thought I'd be down and, you know, with what went on Friday, I'm like, no, you know, it's like my wife has had a big, big, big test. And you heard what when she came in here, your medical building and coding specialist. Yeah, she got a 390 out of like 200, something like that. I think she's
out of 400.
She is, my wife is. See, my wife isn't prideful. My wife is not prideful, but she is very smart. And I thank her. See, God gave me her because she helped, like, especially with, like, scriptures and stuff. She helps me out. Because I ain't going to lie. I have, like, my reading comprehension is bad, but I still read and I still do and I still go. And that's why usually when I study, I listen to the Bible app and I'm reading it. And, you know, I'm starting to get... I'm just on fire, you know, and I just give God all the praise and glory because I think we need to get this nation back to him. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, folks. Thank you so much. It's just going to be, it's just amazing, you know, just stand up for what you believe in. Just be there. And that's what you got to do. Patch Adams is so right. Talk to strangers. Talk the wrong numbers. Talk to anyone. Talk to the person down the street. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. Don't wait for Thanksgiving. See, that's another thing. Guess what? It's Black Friday. So what's gonna happen? We're gonna sit there and we're gonna give thanks for everything we have, and then we're gonna kill each other over a TV, folks. Stand up for what you believe in, even if it's wrong. And when I mean wrong by the word.
Kyle. I don't know. I can't remember how many points. I have 125 questions. I don't know how many points.
Are you done?
But I have, want to see my certificate?
I'm still on air.
But, yeah, my wife is got... You know, my wife is on cloud nine. I was on cloud nine all day. Like I went and I gave Marguerite and Rosa hugs. I'm like, you have no idea. My wife, she didn't think she did get on this test and didn't pass. And guess what? My wife passed. I mean, and that's what, I mean, I brag about my wife because I think she's, there's things that I'm great at. Like I can make breakfast and have it to her to eat. And she wouldn't even probably have the stuff started, and I'll have dishes cleaned up and everything. See, we have different gifts. We have different gifts. My wife is really smart, and when we do Bible study, she helps me out. And I'm grateful that my wife, and that's why God gives it. That's why that guy at church that comes in, we hook him up. That's why that guy at work is a sword. I didn't know what he needed. God did. God did. I cannot believe how accurate those scriptures were. Now I got about 90 seconds left. But now I'm going to do some study tonight. I'm going old school. So like when I'm trying to find like cross references, I'm like, okay, this is what this says. Where do I remember this before? And actually, I think, like I told my pastors, I'm starting to do the old school and try to do cross-referencing through the Bible. And, like, I'm trying to find my purple King James version that I have and go through that. And it's just...
Hey, it's right down.
Oh, sweet. My wife found my King James Version. The only thing I don't like about it is it's like microfiche print. But it's just like, I mean, I have to get my magnifying glass out and stuff to read it. But I remember I got a New International Version just because it was large print, which I don't like the New International Version, but it was a large print. But anyways, it was just like, hey, it's large print. And usually these large print Bibles is still tiny, so... Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, that the firm alliance in particular and divine providence to meet you with each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.
Adios.